chin up now, bully. There's no one about to help you. Just like back then, anyway. Back then, calling out, got you shot. I can see it. Still can't believe it. Unspeakable gut-atrophying trauma. All over in minutes. A fearless matron at the front leading us into the sea and calling, chin up, girls, I'm proud of you. And the next minute, literally, wholesale slaughter. I'm 26 at the time, Nurse Vivian Bullwinkle, known as Bully. 1942, in Malaya with the Army Nursing Service, when suddenly we're herded out of the hospital and pushed roughly onto ships. Singapore is capitulating. 130 hospital folk, 300 assorted others, suddenly bound for Sumatra. The first group of 65 go sailing off into the blue yonder. We are the second group. Our ship is struck out of a clear blue sky. Go straight down. We scrabble for the lifeboats and second aircraft zooms low and rakes the water with bullets. Not enough lifeboats. So some jump overboard. We cry out to them. Watch them, dozens of them, our lovely pals from the wards, gurgle downwards. Still afloat, seasick, soulsick, the rest of us paddle with our arms towards a cruel mirage. An island ahead. No, God love us, it's real. As evening falls, we clamber ashore on a golden beach straight out of a glossy travel brochure. But of course, it's Japanese controlled. Raji Beach, Bunker Island. And they are waiting for us. Those who stagger up to the soldiers to surrender are immediately dragged away. We wiser ones wait on the beach with what's left of our dignity, but that doesn't spare any of us, men or women, the most vile of abusers. Once we're no longer useful, about 48 hours of it, we're divided up. The men led away first. We hear the detonations. The soldiers saunter back down the beach, casually wiping their bayonets clean of blood. We are next. We choke with revulsion, and some of the girls are in mad despair, but matron bellows, girls, we're staying strong to the end. Now chin up. They prod us in the backs into the sea. There's no struggle now. We're silent and resigned. In serene disbelief that anything as abominable as this could be happening in such an idyllic place. Paradise turned utterly evil. Then the spray of bullets. I'm not clean off my feet. Fall face down, swallowing salt water, convulsing. Hear the thud of bodies as they fall, voices jeering. I stay flat, play dead. I'm fully conscious. Bully, you're surviving. It's impossible. For who knows how long. The steady wash of waves brings me into shallow water. I gasp myself upright. There's nothing. No one. No sea of blood. Just me. Everything, everyone else has gone. No body, nothing. I crawl into a hiding place, heal my wounds with seawater in the dead of night, encounter one other soul, Kingsley, like me, the sole survivor of his own mass shooting. For 12 days we waited out before the state of his wounds demands we regrettably surrender. On that same beach, to those same men who bind our wrists and lead us away. Kingsley dies. Kingsley. Was that his first name or his surname? No minute of our shared time ever seemed the right moment to ask. I live on in POW camp for 3 more cruel years. I never speak, they never ask, so at least I'm not shot. And then, September 45, it seems to be over. we're freed and flown to Singapore. Till 1947, I resume work at the military hospital, keeping mum about the massacre. Until I'm safe back on Australian soil. Even then, it won't be easy. Nothing like work to heal your self-pity. Matron would be proud. Back home by the early 50s, I head straight to the Infectious Diseases Hospital in Melbourne as matron. Well, I'd had the best teacher. My free time I give to the Citizen Military Forces, where at 62 I meet and marry Colonel Frank Statham. No fuss. Frank understands. They've showered me with medals and honours and all that, and I'm thankful, of course, but they erase nothing. I did return to Banker Island in the 90s to unveil a shrine to all my lovely colleagues who died there so brutally, while I didn't. It was as if it were yesterday. I still could not grasp it. And now, I think I can safely say I'm having a heart attack. Well, fair enough, I'm 84. Frank's gone now, and look, I never deserved to live almost another 60 years, and many a time I felt that my survival was just not merited. So if I go now, it's willingly. Into the blue yonder. I just won't be playing dead this time. Coming, girls. Chin up now, bully. Matron Vivian Bullwinkle, RANS, by Angie Cairns.